18 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. The market's mostly lower here today as the trade continues to wait for any sort of confirmation of ag products being bought by China. Still no news. They're still watching the situation in Canada with the Chinese CFO getting arrested here a week ago. She's back in front of a judge here today, so we'll see what the result is there. But that could cloud some of the trade talks here as we move forward. But the market is still waiting for some sort of confirmation that the Chinese have bought lots and lots of ag products, as President Trump tweeted a week and a half ago. We did sell a big chunk of corn here to Mexico this morning, about 65 million bushels worth, split between this marketing year and next marketing year. So good to see some good corn demand there, but failing to really provide much spark to the market. We do have March corn at 384, down a penny and a half. May corn at 391 and a half, down a penny and a quarter. July corn 397 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. Dece 19, 402 and a quarter, that's down three quarters. January soybeans 910 and three quarters, down six. March soybeans 923 and a half, down five and a half. May beans 936, down five and three quarters. July beans 947 and a half, down five and three quarters. November of 19 at 956 and a quarter, that's down 5 cents. March Chicago wheat 526 and three quarters, that's down four and a half. May Chicago wheat 532, down four. July Chicago wheat at 536 and three quarters, down three and one quarter. March KC wheat 509 and a quarter, down two and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat at 576 and a half, that's down 5 cents. Livestock markets a little mixed here today. Dease cattle 117.57, down 32. Feb cattle 121.05, that's down 47. Jan feeders 144.80, up 42. December hogs 54.80, that's up 55 cents. February hogs 67.77, that's down 10 cents. Export inspections out this morning. Commitment of traders report out this afternoon. USDA report out tomorrow. Just update supply demand. No production update in the December crop report, so it should be a little benign compared to the last couple we've had. So mostly, though, still waiting for any sort of Chinese-U.S. Relations as far as trade talks here, and that should dictate the market here as we move forward. But we continue to set and wait, and that means a little lower, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says patchy fog this morning. We do have a dense fog advisory for our severe weather coverage area until noon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high of 31 degrees, a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight down to a low of 21 degrees and mostly sunny for the day tomorrow with a high of 39. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580. And WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.